بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters, first we would like to wish you all a blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a joyous month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a month that will bring about a transformation within our lives. As human beings, as individuals, as communities, we all set certain objectives for ourselves. There are certain aims. Whether it comes to my studies, there are certain objectives, there are certain goals, there are certain aims that I have put up, placed up, set up in order for me to achieve in my life. As a businessman, as a parent, as a student, as a professional, there are certain objectives and there are certain goals that every one of us aspires to achieve. As far as the month of Ramadan is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined the objective for us and the goal of the month of Ramadan, the whole objective of the month of Ramadan. You know, and let us look at the month objectively, that there is something I want from this month of Ramadan. We are going through an upskilling development program. That is what it is. At the end of the program, whenever you enroll in such a program, whenever you go through such a program, at the end of the program, there's a visible, apparent transformation and development that has taken place in the individual. That is what Ramadan is all about. So the first thing I need to do in the month of Ramadan is first know what I want out of this month. What is it? Am I fasting because everyone else is fasting? Am I fasting simply because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained fasting upon me? What is the objective of the fast? The fast itself is not the objective. That is not the maqsood. There's a greater objective. There is a greater objective. The Salatul Isha itself was not the objective. But there's a greater objective in every ibadah. There is an objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted. The underlying objective you find for every ibadah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. This is the goal. This is the objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for you and I. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the object is that you become amongst the muttaqeen. You are from amongst the muttaqeen. That is what it's all about. There's this class of people. There is this certain category of people. And the whole objective of fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is so that it gives you the ability, and it is a springboard for you in order to reach that particular category of people and be amongst the muttaqeen. This year, inshallah, we will, before the Taraweeh Salah, spend a few minutes, about 7 to 8 minutes before the Taraweeh Salah, speaking about the muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? What are the qualities of the muttaqeen? And what does it mean to be from amongst the muttaqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran with regards to the muttaqeen, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah loves the muttaqeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْلَمُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah says, rest assured, and know fully well that Allah is with the muttaqeen. Allah loves them. Allah says Allah is with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu waliyul muttaqeen. Allah is the wali of the muttaqeen. He is the protector. He is the guardian. And he is the friend of those who are muttaqeen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was a very emotional scene. He sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the people of Yemen, to go and teach them and reside amongst them. So as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bidding him farewell, and they were walking out, he was mounted, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, a great sahabi. He was mounted on the camel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was holding the camel by its reins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking next to him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked with him right out of Madinah to Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached one point, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, listen, O Mu'adh, when you come back, you're going to find my masjid and my qabr. This is our last meeting. We are not going to see one another again. And Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu fabaka jasha'an. Uncontrollably, he began to weep and to cry. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could not tolerate this. He turned his face away from Mu'adh. He turned towards Madinah to Munawwara. And he says, Ya Mu'adh, يا معاذ أولى الناس بي أولى الناس بي المتقون أينما كانوا من كانوا وأينما كانوا معاذ listen here we are going to be separated physically but let me tell you who are the closest of people to me they are the muttaqin they are the closest of people to me so we really want to be amongst the muttaqin and sometimes we hear the title taqwa and muttaqin we feel oh whoa hold on that's not for me that's too heavy for me that's a position and that's a status that's reserved for certain people within the community that's not the case Ramadan has not been prescribed for a certain category of people. Ramadan has been prescribed for every one of us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you're living Ramadan, you're witnessing Ramadan, you're experiencing Ramadan, I have given you the opportunity to be amongst the muttaqeen. Who are the muttaqeen? What is the definition of taqwa? It's a broad definition, it's a broad term. Inshallah, in our next session, we will commence by understanding the definition an explanation of who exactly are the muttaqeen and then we'll go on explaining the characteristics and the many qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described of them in the Quran with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings those qualities within our lives.